بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. We have been talking about good people, some important Muslim figures who died during the rulership of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Today, inshallah, we will mention another one of those. We are talking about today about the great companion of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, the companion Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. He died during the rulership of Abdul Malik. He is Jabir, the son of Abdullah, the son of Amr, the son of Haram from Al-Ansar. This Jabir and his father Abdullah both were companions of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Abdullah, the father of Jabir, was among the people of Badr and also among the people of Al-Aqaba, Bay'atul Aqaba. And he was one of the Nuqaba whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam assigned when they came for Bay'atul Aqaba. When they paid allegiance to the Prophet in Mecca, the Prophet assigned those Ansar, the people of Al-Madinah, who came to be leaders of their groups, of their people, when they go back to Al-Madinah as Naqib. And Naqib is the person who knows the matters, the private matters of their people, and then they can take care of them. Abdullah, the father of Jabir, was killed in the Battle of Uhud radiyallahu anhu. And Jabir mentioned, as Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated, that he said, أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي دَيْنٍ كَانَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. So Jabir mentioned that I told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that my father had a debt. And also, At-Tirmidhi radiyallahu anhu mentioned from the rawat of Jabir that the Prophet met Jabir and he saw him sad. So the Prophet said, Mali araka munkathira. Why are you, Jabir, sad? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, Jabir alayhi radiyallahu anhu, said, Ya Rasul Allah, قُتِلَ أَبِي وَتَرَكَ دَيْنًا وَعِيَالًا. My father died, he was killed in Uhud, and he left behind debt and children. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ. I'm gonna tell you something. مَا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا قَطُّ إِلَّا مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ وَكَلَّمَ أَبَاكَ كِفَاحًا. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to he when he spoke to others, he spoke behind through an intermediary, behind an obstacle, they say, or a hijab. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to other than your father without mashallah, it's hard to translate it. Because it's mentioned in Al-Quran that Allah either reveals to someone, means a prophet, either by speaking to him directly or through an angel, or min wara'i hijab, and I'm not going to translate it now. So he told him, Allah spoke to your father without having this hijab between them. And he meant that, as the scholars said, that Allah spoke to his father after his death, not during his lifetime, because we know that Abdullah radiallahu anhu, the father of Jabir, was not a prophet to be receiving revelation. All it means, as the scholars said, is that Abdullah's status was a high status. So that made Jabir radiallahu anhu happy. The hadith has a continuation in which Allah, when he spoke to Jabir, he tells him, "Oh my slave, ask me and I'll give you," etc. So Jabir said, after the death of his father, a few months after the death of his father, he came to change his place, his grave, to another place, and he found his father as he was, as fresh as he was when he died. Also, later, the flood, came to the area where some Muslims were buried, and some of these Muslims were Amr ibn al-Jamuh and the father of Jabir, Abdullah. And then their grave was exposed because of the flood, and then they found them as fresh as they were when they were buried. And that was about 40 years after their burial. It is narrated from also the Rawi of Jabir that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one time said, "Jazallahu al-ansara anna khayra." May Allah reward al-ansar with good things. La siyama Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram, meaning especially Abdullah, the father of Jabir. And in another time, in another narration by An-Nasa'i, he says, especially the family of Amr ibn Haram. So these are just statements, short statements about the father of Jabir, named Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Haram. Now Jabir, who is our subject today, was one of the companions who narrated many, many hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam Ahmad mentioned that there were six companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam who narrated many, many hadith, plenty of hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and they lived long life. And he mentioned Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Umar, Aisha radiyallahu anha, Jabir, the son of Abdullah, ibn Abbas, Abdullah, and Anas ibn Malik. And he mentioned that Abu Huraira was the one who narrated the most hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some scholars, they add a seventh companion, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu. Jabir comes the sixth in the number of hadith among those. Abu Huraira is the first, Abdullah ibn Umar is the second, Anas is the third, Aisha is the fourth, Ibn Abbas the fifth, Jabir the sixth, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri the seventh. And from Jabir, a group of companions they narrated from him. So he narrated from the Prophet, and many of the companions narrated from him hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rawa al-Imam Muslim, al-Imam Muslim narrated that Jabir said, I went out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his campaigns 19 times, but I did not attend Badr or Uhud. My father prohibited me from doing that. After my father was killed, I did not miss any ghazwa, any battle with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Jabir, in another narration, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam made istighfar for me on the night of the camel 25 times. As narrated by Imam Ahmad. He said, we mentioned that story of the camel before in a previous lesson, but in short, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was with Jabir after a ghazwa called Dhatur Riqa', and Jabir was riding a camel, and the camel was so weak, people would pass him and he would be behind the people. So the Prophet noticed that and he asked him, what's wrong, Jabir? The Jabir said, oh, Messenger of Allah, my camel is slowing me down. He told him, put him down, let him kneel. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took a stick from Jabir and he poked the camel a few times. And then he told Jabir, ride the camel now. So after this, Jabir said, I rode the camel and I was ahead of all the camels of my friends. Before I was in the back, now the camel was going very fast. Then the Prophet said, after he did that, the Prophet said to Jabir, would you sell me your camel, O Jabir? He said, O Messenger of Allah, I'll give it to you as a gift. He said, no, sell it to me. He said, I'll give you a gift, you know, as a gift. He said, no, sell it to me. So then Jabir said, okay, give me a price, O Prophet of Allah. So the Prophet said, I'll take it from you for a dirham. Jabir said, give me higher. And then he kept on asking for higher until the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a price which is like an ounce of silver. So Jabir said, now he said, I'm satisfied, O Messenger of Allah, with this price. Are you? The Messenger of Allah said yes. So they had the contract, and Jabir, you know, sold the camel to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet asked him, O Jabir, have you gotten married yet? He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, did you marry a non-virgin or a virgin woman? He said, no, I married a non-virgin. He said, wouldn't you marry a virgin that you play with her and she plays with you? Then Jabir said, O Messenger of Allah, my father was killed on the day of Uhud and he left about 7 daughters behind. So I got married to a woman who is older so that she would take care of them. She will take care of them. He said, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, asabta insha'Allah, you have done the right thing by the will of Allah. So this we mentioned, that this camel lived during the time of the Prophet, then the camel lived during the time of Abu Bakr, the time of Umar. And then during the time of Umar, Umar knew the story of the camel. He told Jabir, take the camel to the pasture where where the camels of Zakah are feeding, so that it would get the best food. And then this camel later got old and died while it was in that case. So the night of the camel refers to that story where the Prophet bought that camel from Jabir radiallahu anhu. And he said, on that night, The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked Allah to forgive me 25 times. And of course, the story shows how the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would be interested in knowing the situations of his companions, whether they are married or not, what you know bothers them, and he tries to alleviate or relieve them of their troubles as much as he could, in whatever ways he knew, alayhi salatu wassalam. So he was just like conversing with him, offering help, giving him advice, alayhi salatu wassalam. Jabir, the son of Abdullah, used to have his own teaching session or circle of knowledge in the Prophet's mosque. People would come seeking knowledge from him. He narrated some of the hadith that he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the following hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. Rawa Muslimun an Jabir ibn Abdullah qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet said, إِذَا كَانَ جُنْحُ اللَّيْلِ يعني إِذَا أَظْلَمَ اللَّيْلِ أَوْ أَمْسَيْتُمْ فَكُفُّوا صُبِيَانَكُمْ. So when the night comes down, becomes dark, then prevent your children from going out. So at the time of Maghrib, you should keep your children inside the house, don't let them play out. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْتَشِرُ حِينَئِذٍ, meaning those jinni, those shaitans, those devils, to spread out at that time of the night, at the beginning of the night. So it means that the Prophet ﷺ said that those devils may harm your children, so keep them in at that moment. Later, فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ سَاعَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ فَخَلُّوهُمْ. After, you know, a while, after the sunset, about some time, like an hour, he said, then you can let them go out again. وَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابِ, and close your doors. وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَفْتَحُ بَابًا مُغْلَقًا. So when you close your doors and you go into the house, then mention the name of Allah. Say, for example, Bismillah. As shaitan would not open a closed door. Means after you have mentioned the name of Allah, he does not come in. وَأَوْكُوا قِرَابَكُمْ. And then he said, tie up your canteens. You know, there's a rope that would be put around the mouth of the canteen. So the Prophet said, tie those canteens. وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, mention the name of Allah. وَخَمِّرُوا آنِيَتَكُمْ, cover your pots, your containers. وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and also mention the name of Allah. وَلَوْ أَن تَعْرُضُوا عَلَيْهَا شَيْئًا, means cover your pots even if you just put something across it. Like if you put just a straw across the pot, don't mention, you know, miss that. If you don't have a full cover, just put something like that. وَأَطْفِئُوا مَصَابِيحَكُمْ, and extinguish, put out your lantern, means your fire. Of course, in the past, they used to have their lantern, you know, fueled by something. So it wasn't safe for a person to sleep and this thing is on. So that's the meaning that it's a safety issue. And concerning the covering of the pots or containers, there is another hadith from Jabir himself, from the Prophet. He said, I heard the Prophet say, غَطُّ الْإِنَاءِ وَأَوْكُ السِّقَاءِ, cover your pots and tie up your canteens. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّنَةِ لَيْلَةً يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا وَبَاءِ, and there is one night during the year in which a disease comes down. لا يمر بإناء ليس عليه غطاء أو سقاء ليس عليه وكاء إلا نزل فيه من ذلك الوباء. So anytime when this like general epidemic, if you want, or disease, comes on that night, if it passes by uncovered pots or untied canteen, then that disease will go into those containers or those canteens, which means a sickness that usually results in the death of who is ever hit by it. So it's a sunnah to cover things, not to leave our containers, pots, bottles, etc., uncovered, even if one puts something on it with that intention, inshallah. روى البخاري عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال الإمام البخاري narrated from Jabir, the son of Abdullah, may Allah raise his rank and his father's rank, قال عطش الناس يوم الحديبية والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين يديه ركوة فتوضأ. يقال ركوة وركوة وركوة. So he said the people, means the Muslims in the army, Muslim army, they felt thirsty on the day of Al-Hudaybiyah, means the day that led to the treaty between the Muslims and the people of Mecca. And they said, and he said, the Prophet ﷺ had a small kettle from which he was making wudu. فَجُهِشَ النَّاسُ نَحْوَهُ. So the people came towards the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال ما لكم, what is wrong? قالوا ليس عندنا ماء نتوضأ ولا نشرب إلا ما بين يديك. So these Muslims said to the Prophet, we don't have any water to drink or to make wudu from or with, except the water that is in the kettle, that's one between your hands. فوضع يده في الركوة. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام put his hand inside that kettle. فجعل الماء يثور أو يفور بين أصابعه كأمثال العيون. So the water started springing from between the fingers of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Jabir said, like springs, so that it was flowing out of his, between his fingers like springs. قال فشربنا وتوضأنا. It means that then the people came and started filling up their containers, and to the extent that we drank from that water, we made wudu, and so on. قلت كم كنتم. So somebody asked, how many have you were on that day? قال لو كنا مئة ألف لكفانا. كنا خمسة عشرة مئة. So he said, had we been 100,000, that water would have been enough for us. So, but we were only 1,500. So that is one of the narrations of Jabir about something that happened in his presence. And such a matter, the flowing of the water, happened at more than one occasion, not just this occasion that Jabir witnessed. Al-Imam al-Baghawi narrated that Jabir came and he was, became, had become blind. And his head, he said, and his beard were dyed with something which is yellow, which means that he used henna, for example. One of the scholars named Ali ibn al-Madini said that Jabir died after he lived for a long time. And he said he gave instructions that Al-Hajjaj would not pray for him. He said that Al-Hajjaj should not pray janazah for me. I don't want him to do that. And he died in the year 74 Hijri. And so he died at the age of 90, because when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام emigrated to Al-Madinah, Jabir was 16 years old. So he died at the age of 90. It is narrated that in At-Tarikh Al-Bukhari and At-Tabari that Al-Hajjaj came and attended his funeral, but of course he did not lead the people in the prayer for it as he requested, as Jabir rahimahullah requested. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Someone else, inshallah, in the next class, who died also during the rulership of Abdul Malik, Salama ibn al-Akwa' al-Ansari, inshallah, we'll talk about him next time. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Allah knows best. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.